congregation gone, the sun sets behind weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on. So effortlessly, struck me kind of funny. Funny, sir, to me. At the end of every hard-earned day, people find some reason to believe. See ya!
Santa Claus is coming to town.
everything you got. One, two, three. We're coming back.
Well, there you go, our first Christmas song of the year here on the Twang Trust. A cut from the upcoming 2024 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Oh, yeah. Particularly nice to get that one, considering that's the song that really sparked this whole weird left-of-center Christmas music infatuation that I have. That's the very song that did it when I first heard it back in 1978. So to get that at the first Winnipeg show, that was a nice little moment. Another random bit to throw in. A few tours ago, it used to be commonplace for fans to bring requests on signs. And Bruce actually made a big point. He would go run around and collect all the signs and look at them all and then pick a few and do the songs. This tour, despite the fact that a lot of fans still bring them, it's not really a thing. Because of Patty's health, which isn't great, Bruce doesn't really spend any time in cities anymore. He basically flies into the town he's playing at about 4:30 in the afternoon, does a 5-minute sound check at best, and as soon as the show's over, he's heading straight to the airport to fly home. He's probably in bed next to Patty before anybody at the concert has made it home. So there's no real time to rehearse the band and do obscure things and stuff on this tour. But still, every once in a while, he will look at a sign and do something. And just for fun, I decided I was going to bring a sign too. And although my request was not granted, it did make him laugh. The show previous to Winnipeg wasn't actually Ottawa or Toronto. It was actually New York City. Bruce made an appearance night before Winnipeg in New York City at the Stand Up for Heroes comedy benefit. He's been making an annual appearance there going back a lot of years. And he always just does a handful of acoustic songs and tells bad jokes along with them. And my sign said, "Tell us a joke." And Bruce did see it, and he did crack a pretty good laugh. So even though my request wasn't granted, I did make him laugh, and that was a pretty special moment. Speaking of Bruce and special moments, here's something. This is brand new, or brand new-ish anyways, from this year. Gonna hear a couple of songs from a guy named Charles Wesley Godwin, one of this new breed of country guys who's actually on the ball. He's recorded a version of State Trooper from the Nebraska album and kind of the B-side of this digital single is a song called 1038, which is essentially the same song as told from the perspective of the state trooper in question. Is this the very first Bruce Springsteen answer song? I'm not sure, but it's an awful good one. This is Charles Wesley Godwin on the Twang Trust.
Patrol ride, crews are sitting outside, 1 foot down, wondering how you're still around, missing the babies in Louise, New Jersey wind through the leaves. Just waiting for a call. Don't you want to take them all? It's a mad frustration. There's late. It's an old time fastback, right in the turnpike like a racetrack. Ain't no back. Time to put the slack up. Your blue lights are flashing, license registration. Now he's pulling out his gun. Thoughts turn to the wind. How you give them kids a squeeze? Your green light madness. Can't help but give a damn. No, you wanna stop them all. Concrete's a cold bed, feels rough on the back of your head. Tires are screeching, heart's barely beating. Radio out of reach, here comes the sunrise in the east.
With a lime, but I should swimming like a turbojet. Fuck the rub in the back out on concrete blocks. New clutch, played in a new set of shocks. Look it down in the car, we'll check the busting points. Well, going after now, I'm gonna run that joint.
Nebraska. That's exactly what it would have sounded like. That was the Hudson Falcons, and their interpretation of Bruce Springsteen's Open All Night. Ooh, need a breather after that one. And before that, Charles Wesley Godwin with his cover of State Trooper and his rewrite, kind of an answer song, the same story told from the perspective of the State Trooper. It was called 1038, Powerful Little Piece. Hey, a cool show just got added. It's that new, what do they call it, winter something, I can't remember. It's the Real Love Kids putting on their winter festival in late January at various venues around town. Most of it's local, but they're bringing in a pretty swell out-of-towner. Appearing at the West End Cultural Center on Wednesday, January 22nd. Tickets on sale now. Phosphorescent. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to be a full band event or if it's just going to be Phosphorescent Dude in solo acoustic mode. I'm hoping it's going to be a band, although if you look at his website right now, that is the one and only gig he's got on the horizon. So I can't imagine an entire band's coming in for one gig, which is too bad because Phosphorescent's thing is the band sound. They got a brand new record out this year. It's called Revelator. We're going to hear a song from it called Wide as Heaven. But to start this set off, here's brand new music from Chuck Prophet's album Wake the Dead, featuring the combo Quien Sabe. This is a song Chuck wrote with Aaron Lee Tazjian and Kim Ritchie called Red Sky Night. It's on the Twang Trust.
Shalala, shalala. Shalala, shalala, la la.
Shalala, shalala, shalala.
Shalala, shalala, la. Shalala, shalala, la la.
Shalala, shalala, shalala.
We'll be gone by the morning, under cover of a red sky night. Catch a break in the weather. We'll be running, we'll be traveling light. And this town don't feel like home anymore. Once upon a time it might have been. Tired of the rain filling up my shoes. Traveling light. I've been thinking about New Mexico. Maybe someplace back up in the hills. Doesn't really matter where we go. But if we don't go now, we never will. sha-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la.
Why does heaven
That's What a Love Song Does to You. That's brand new from J.D. McPherson, the album Night Owls. Oh, that's so tasty. And speaking of tasty, before that, brand new from Phosphorescent, Coming to Town in January. We heard Wide as Heaven from the album Revelator. You can see Phosphorescent Wednesday, January 22nd at the West End Cultural Center with Secret Beach opening up in their recent duo format featuring Casey from Casey and Clayton. But you see what I mean? Can you imagine that guy doing that song solo? I mean, he's probably got some, you know, tape loops and stuff. You know, these kids these days. Not that he's a kid. He's been around a while. That Mr. What's his name? Mr. Hoke? I forget his name. But it'll be his first time in Winnipeg. Regardless of what happens, I think it's going to be pretty special. You should be there. And speaking of special, we started that set off with brand new music from Chuck Prophet. The album is Wake the Dead. The song we heard, Red Sky Night. A tasty record. But, you know, as far as album of the year goes, I'm really leaning into that J.D. McPherson record, Night Owls. So good. It's short. It's like barely half an hour long. And at $40, I don't know that I'll ever spring for the vinyl for the thing. Although it looks pretty cool. But such a great record. It's the record that Mark Bolan and David Bowie should have made together, but never got around to. So J.D. McPherson made it for us. Thanks, J.D. Here's another one from it. This is The Phantom Lover of New Rochelle. J.D. McPherson on the Twang Trust.
shirt of my mama and my papa too.
Jukebox, baby, I played a little bit. Cadillac came walking for the hymn. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Little lady, says my name. Jukebop, baby, playing a strange game. Fly, drop, and play, I'm looking for fame. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Coming home, tell where I stay. Oh, jukebop, baby, playing Johnny Rep. Oh, hot shot gambler, looking for play. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Electron woman. Jukebop, baby, playing number four. Avenging angel, defeating the poor. Oh, jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, playing no fun. American soldiers are rolling around. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, playing pure heat. Ooh, light on clear, sell it all for me. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby. Jukebop, baby, jukebop, baby.
That's Alan Vega from Suicide, his first solo record, Jukebox Babe. And a song for Alan Vega before that. Once again, our pal Chuck Prophet and In the Mausoleum from the album Bobby Fuller Died for Our Sins. And we started that set off with a pair of nuggets from the new J.D. McPherson album Night Owls. Contender, serious contender for Album of the Year. We heard The Phantom of New Rochelle and I Can't Go Anywhere With You. Well, here's something that dropped the other day. You can name your price for this thing. If your price is nothing, you can have it. But you know, you do that, you're going to hell, right? So give them a few bucks, for Pete's sake. It's brand new from Rick White and the Rick White Archives. You know Rick White. He's part of that Eric's Trip outfit. Hangs out with the Sadies. He's all over the place. Mainly, he's in his own little studio in his own little world all by himself, cranking out the hits. Lately, cranking out other people's hits. He's made compilations of all his favorite songs from various decades. There's a 80s album, there's a 70s album, there's a 60s album, and now 20 golden hits of the 50s from Mr. Rick White. Let's pump some quarters in that record machine and see what he's got for us. Coming up first, this is a song we played the original version of this just a few weeks ago, and now here's Rick White's cover of the Fleetwood's Mr. Blue.
Our guardian star lost all its glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue.
Oh, strolling at the hop, 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 hop. When the rock clock's spinning, you lips are when you're chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensations at the hop.